I really have a good feeling about 2026, which, I mean, I guess I could say that about every year. But I don't know if for you, you're seeing this. I'm already seeing a lot of bookings coming in for January, like people wanting to like be on the show, people wanting to like collaborate on projects or like work together on things. And normally I can't get anybody to want to do anything in January.
Really?
Yeah. It's like people, like I said in that one episode, people don't really want to work. They want to stay at home and like work on themselves, which is great. And I applaud that. But collaboration is actually one of my words that I have on my board this year. Collaboration, connection, and community are my three words. Hello, everybody. Happy January, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Woo-hoo! It's the new year.
Yay.
I'm so excited. And joining me in ringing in the new year is my producer, my bestie, Cosmo from the Cosmo Network.
How are you?
I'm scared.
You're scared?
This new year has me kind of scared. How about you?
It's got me more pumped and determined to do things, though.
Ooh, yeah.
Last year was a rough start, especially for the YouTube channel and the fire and stuff like that. But I'm going full force this year.
Yeah.
I'm going crazy. And there's a lot of things I promised over the years to my fans. And just because of life and the way things are, I wasn't able to accomplish those things. So I feel like I let my fans down.
Aww.
And because like for like 2 years promising all these things, but just, things take time and there's work involved and there's all kinds of stuff. So I was like, this time I'm like, yeah, well, you know what? I'm gonna do it.
Fresh start.
Yeah.
Well, if you all are new here and this is your first episode watching us, hi, welcome. We have now done Delulu Canoe for I think 2 years now. A year? We've been here for a minute now.
Yeah.
And there's an episode, of course, of me saying that, like, I really despise January. But I am actually really excited for you and I, because, like, we haven't done, like, an episode like this in a minute, where we kind of talk about, like, our goals and things that we really want for ourself going into the new year and how to just, like, improve. And if you're watching this video, this would be a really great time to either, like, just kind of think about the things that we're talking about and see how they, like, apply to your life. Or you can be, like, working on your vision board while you listen to us. Or you can just tune out and just enjoy us chatting about where we would like to take our canoe in the future.
Right.
Yeah. So I feel a little bit, like, just for those of you that are listening, we are actually filming this in December. So we're a little bit ahead of the curve, which is great because it kind of gives us time to, like, create what we would love for 2026. And it's so difficult because I struggle with the picking a goal that's difficult enough that it's not easy, that it's like you have to kind of like strain to get it, you know. But then I also, part of me likes to put like a bunch of little goals down too, so that way I feel like that there's some sort of win. But it's hard because you can't predict the future.
No,
you can't predict like what's going to happen in the next year. You can plan, but it doesn't mean it's always going to work out. So I have a little bit of a love-hate relationship with making a vision board. But I'm working on it, and it really helps me carve out, like, where am I? Where am I mentally? Yeah.
Where am I mentally? I don't know. It's just, there's, like I said, like, this year has been crazy. The 2025 has been crazy. And just the way everything started, I just feel like it was just a bad start.
Yeah. And that was something that was so out of our control in LA. The fires really not only set back like production and like people lost their homes and like I had like a horrible face skin issue that came up from all the toxins that were in the air is what I'm assuming. Like we all kind of went through a bit of a slump at the top of the year, which is so draining.
It's draining and it lasts. It lingers all the way through. It's kind of like, you know, you get excited for something and all of a sudden someone says something to like offset you, and then it's hard to get back into that brain set of
electricity
of wild, of like determination. It's just, It was really bad. And a lot happened in 2025. And yeah.
It's like running a race, but you didn't eat before. Yes. Like, you know, you're like, you're ready to go. You train for the race. You're all set. And then you get to the start line and you're like, oh, I didn't eat dinner. You know, yeah. You have no energy because you're too busy, like, you know, trying to keep yourself together. But I really have a good feeling about 2026, which, I mean, I guess I could say that about every year. But I don't know if for you, you're seeing this. I'm already seeing a lot of bookings coming in for January, like people wanting to like be on the show, people nice. Wanting to like collaborate on projects or like work together on things. And normally I can't get anybody to want to do anything in January.
Really?
Yeah. It's like people, like I said in that one episode, people don't really want to work. They want to stay at home and like work on themselves, which is great. And I applaud that. But collaboration is actually one of my words that I have on my board this year. Collaboration, connection, and community are my three words. And it's so cool to see that, like, even though I've already just taped that saying on my board, I'm already seeing people reach out to want to collaborate.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, like, wow. I'm feeling like people are really stoked for 2026.
That's good. That's really good.
Do you feel that way?
I do. I feel like there's a charge. There's a vacuum this year. Mm-hmm. The vacuum that usually people get stuck in, and then people are, I guess, just gasping for air, which is to work, to do something, to, you know, to get their mind off of what's going on in the world today. Mm-hmm. And maybe times are bad because when work is slow, people suffer. And then when people suffer, they get depressed. And when they get depressed, they it's a funk that's really hard to get out of unless you're around other people that are cheery and positive. Mm-hmm. So I've been lucky enough to be surrounded with, like, hanging out with you and everybody else that is just super positive that I've never, I don't want to say it's easy for me to go back down that depression, but yeah. I could, you know, and I can see how other people are just like, no, man, we got to do something. Got to get together. We got to actually network together, you know, work and help each other out. You know, combine forces. So
yeah, that actually kind of ties in with one of my goals for us is I really want us to get a licensed therapist on this show.
Ooh, I like that.
And I don't know why, but something in me is like, I think it would be fascinating for like you and I to like, I mean, not even ask them about like themselves and like therapy, but to kind of have them like therapy us a little bit.
I like that.
Like, kind of maybe go through our episodes and, like, point out flaws. I don't know.
Hey, that's not bad.
I think it'd be interesting to just have somebody, because we talk a lot about therapy on the show.
Yeah.
And we've actually, I've been kind of digging through the comment section lately. We kind of get a lot of flack for it in a negative way, because a lot of people that watch our show can't afford therapy.
I know. I've been trying to find a way to get sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yes.
Because I use BetterHelp, and it's really affordable. Mm-hmm. It's like below the 100. It's like below $90.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of options that you normally would probably – it's a lot easier to go through and shift through a different therapist on this one. Mm-hmm. And then also if you don't do a video call – because they don't do like face-to-face. They do video calls, they do phone calls, and then they have a journal option.
Oh.
Where you can write down what you're feeling and what you're going through, and they respond back at any time. And then you can request how many times a week you can, you know, you do it.
Wow, I didn't know all that.
It's really, really cool. BetterHelp is a really good service, and I really want to sponsor. Maybe I'll just start talking about it on the Cosmos show and whatnot, and then see if it just picks up from there, because I really want to manifest that.
Yeah, that's a great one. Yeah. Yeah, or trying to figure out, I bet you could look on LinkedIn and find their marketing person and then pitch your show that way. I don't have a LinkedIn, but it's a good option to, like, find people's emails so you can just be like, would you like to sponsor my show?
Not bad.
Yeah, might be some food for thought.
Yeah,
but yeah, that'd be a great sponsorship. I know we started off this show with a lot of sponsors. Just like a couple in the beginning, and then I kind of like fell off the bandwagon of like pitching us to get sponsors. But that's definitely a good one, is trying to, you know, network in that sort of avenue where it's like we're bringing something to the audience that could be helpful to them.
Exactly. And
it's just tough because you get so many like scammy sponsor ads. Like in our email inbox for this show, they think I am you. So they'll title like the email like, "Hello, Cosmo." Like, it's so funny.
What?
Yeah, they like, they think you own the show and it's amazing.
I push buttons. This is all dares.
I mean, but we collab.
We collab. No,
it's teamwork.
I always joke about this with my producer. I'm like, you know, Delulu Canoe is one of the projects that I'm a part of that I actually love. Mm-hmm. And it feels super successful and it feels, I don't know, well oiled, you know?
Yeah, we found our stride this year.
Yeah.
That's something that we both should be really proud of, is that like we kind of started off like just throwing things at the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And we've kind of gotten into this like really good swing of like, we have two guests a month, then we do a true crime, and then we do a Am I the A-hole? And like, I think if we like keep sticking to that too, we're going to find people that will like only come for the Am I the A-holes and only come for the true crimes. And that's exciting to me, to like get people that are interested in our constant spinning wheels of the show. So
that's exactly what I'm striving for. For my channel next year, is multiple different types of media, like music and the news and like my talk show and Jackie's cooking thing, and then, you know, some kind of, I don't know, I've been giving a lot of thought into that workout thing, and I was like, how can I make it funny, and how can I make it quirky, because it's like, I don't have anything quirky, and I want to have fun, I want to let loose.
Okay.
I just don't want to do like some kind of like something that's stupid, or, you know, you know what I mean? It's like, I want something that's like a little bit more funny and laughing, and like, it's like, I love being quirky, and like, give me a situation. So I'm like, I'm just trying to do a bunch of stuff. And I, you know, this month, December, I got like a little bonus in my paycheck, and I was right? And
that's great.
I was like, all right, what can I do with this? And I thought about costumes and stuff that I need. But then I was like, I'm going to buy myself a mic, a camera, a podcast equipment, and like some panels, and set up a, like my own thing in my room. And just, there you go, produce it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's honestly a good thing to keep in mind for anybody who like wants to start their own like YouTube channel, podcast, just like anything. If you're trying to like be a content creator, unfortunately, the best way to get people to believe in your vision is to start it yourself, get the wheels going, and like, you'll find like, you'll start like making your own stuff, and you'll find like what things you really enjoy making and what you don't like, and it will totally craft you a show out of like nowhere, and you'll be like, oh, this is my show.
Exactly.
This is my thing.
And I had a dream, a vision of like multiple people on my channel, just like different faces, kind of like a TV news, you know, you have the two people in the front, you got the person out there, you know, and then you have the weatherman and blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, I have two amazing, brilliant, funny, awesome people on my network, Vera Vanguard and Jacqueline, you know, Jackie Garner. And I'm like, just keep it simple. You know, let's just keep it simple. And if they got ideas for other things, bada bing, I'll just use the main two I have, you know, and myself. I used to thought, I'm like, I don't want to put myself so much on my channel. Just like one thing, the Cosmo Show, and then everything else is somebody else. But I'm like, nah, you know what? I got a small good team, and I'm just going to use that and then utilize that.
Well, then you'll find people will pitch you their shows. Like we got a bunch of people that pitch themselves to be on this show. You know, it's like once you keep doing it, like as you are, you'll find in like your Instagram DMs and your email that people will start to be like, hey, I see that you have the Cosmo Network. I want to pitch you my idea for a show.
Yeah.
Like, you'll hit it, and then all of a sudden you're gonna be like, oh, these people want to be on my show. Like, it's funny how quickly
that'd be nice.
That will shift.
I've had a couple of people reach out to me for interviews.
Oh, great.
They do cool things. I was like, oh yeah, cool. It's like, yeah, I saw your show, whatnot, and you interview people. I'm like, yeah. It's like, yeah, I have a lot to talk about. I have this business, blah blah blah. And I'm like, I like to really share it. I'm like, yeah, sweet. Let's schedule a time. I'm like, January is just. It's a lot. It's going on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, usually, like you said, nothing happens in January, but people want to do things in January this year. And I think it's that vacuum and the lack of creativity and all the despair and tragedies that we were going through. And it's like, yeah, people are like, let's get out of this funk. Let's be creative. Let's build something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's crazy.
And I love that atmosphere that we're in right now, where people are really eager to like work and connect, because it usually isn't like that. So I'm looking forward to it. A little overwhelmed, a little scared, like I said at the top of the episode, but it's such a good feeling
It's a good
to,
thing, yeah.
yeah, to like see that people do want to connect. Because I think that also for most people right now, there's a lot of feeling of being alone and ostracized. And we both have been there, where you kind of feel like you're one person pulling or pushing this boulder up the mountain. And you know, all you really want is someone to like vent to and talk to or to collaborate with. And if you can find that person out there that you pitch your ideas to, you know, make sure you're listening to them as well, and you know, providing a space for each other. But also, you know, reach out to people. I think that's a big thing I've learned this year, is like I've been very hesitant to get us different guests that have really big followings. And this channel is still new, and it's still like small, and I'm happy for where we're at with it. But I get kind of like impostery, where I'm like, oh, will this person that has a huge following want to come be on our show? And a lot of times they say yeah. So it's getting over that, you know, the fear of asking people to partake in your creations too.
And
So
this year you've gotten some big names, and it's like awesome, impressive too. I'm like,
yeah.
holy crap, you work on what? You do this, you're on that YouTube channel. I'm like, these are some big names. I'm like, this is dope. That's a good
Yeah.
trajectory into where we're going, and it manifested and it shows. And then you tag people's names, and then it's an endless ripple. We were 2 years ago, we were a rock, got thrown into a pond, and all these ripples are like just spreading out to the shore.
Yeah, and it's really done wonders for our networking. Like, it's really been cool to see how, like, now we know like more people. And like there was a really cool call that came into me the other day, which I can't talk about on the show because I don't know what's going to come of it. But basically, two people that were on the show that wanted to meet each other, that just didn't have a way to connect. They couldn't like figure out how to get Instagram. Like, they were trying to message each other but missed each other all the time. One came to me, and I was able to put them together. And it was so cool
I
to be
have something
like,
similar like that. It's Sugar Veil. She loves Evil Ted. And I've had Evil Ted on my show. And I'm like, let me get these two together on one episode to build something creative. It'd be awesome.
Isn't
So,
that so cool?
yeah, I love that. I love that.
Like, normally I don't like get excited about the idea of like being the network, like the person that puts people together. Like, that's not been a thing I've been in lately. And that feeling of putting two people together that want to create and make something is so cool. Like, I can't even describe. It's just like explosive.
Yeah, it feels wholesome and just actually like good. It feels good.
Yeah. You're like doing a service for somebody. You're like, oh, let me help you.
And like I've seen in interviews, actors are like, people just need to reach out. Just, hey, I got this project or I need help with something like that. It's like a lot of people approach it differently or annoyingly, like, here's my mixtape, or here's my demo reel, blah 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 blah. But it's just like, just be honest and bada bing, and reach out. And the good thing is, when you have that fear, it's a good sign, I think.
You think so?
Yeah, because there's some things like I was afraid of doing and got over it once I did it. So,
And I think also just embracing rejection too. Like, there's gonna be people that say
Oh
no, you
yeah.
know, which is always tough, but like you just kind of be like, okay, cool, catch you next time.
Oh yeah, that one person I approached a long time ago to interview, because they were a content creator, asked me about my numbers at the time, and my numbers were like low, so they hit me up again on Instagram.
Oh, okay, nice.
I was like, oh, I'm kind of booked, but we're backlogged. But I'll let you know by San Diego Comic Con 2026. So I was
Nice.
like, you. She was so snobby too. Yeah,
No. Oh, that bums me
I won't
out.
say her name to like cause any drama or whatnot, but it shows. I don't know if you got this, but when you talk to other people and they're like, oh, you're still doing that? You're still doing that show? It's still going on? Like, people are tripped that the longevity, or like, I don't know how to explain it. The other day, I was talking to somebody and they're like, oh, you're still doing YouTube? I'm like, yeah. It's like, oh, wow. Usually people quit by now. And I was like, what?
I mean,
I'm
they're
like,
not wrong.
that's true. But I'm like, well, no, what? Do you expect me to fail? Like, to give up like that? Like, That like it kind of rubbed me the wrong way, but I'm like, oh no, I've done this to a lot of, I've been in this situation before. We're like, are you still doing that? It's like, yeah, and it's going great. So yeah, it's determination, longevity, keep on going, taking the punch, taking the hits, but just keep on going.
Yeah, and I think that's the hardest part is like being consistent. It's like working out, you know? Like you can't go to the gym one day and expect abs the next. You have to
Nope.
be consistent.
Gotta be really consistent.
Which that leads me to another goal that I have for this upcoming year is I actually launched, which I'm hoping by the time we're this episode comes out, we're gonna try to bring JP back
Ooh.
because we will have launched our 1UP Fitness channel.
Nice.
And it's kind of an amalgamation of cosplay. Well, it's not kind of, it is an amalgamation of cosplay and fitness. And I'm really excited because we've been working on this for like a year, trying to like come up with the name and the logo and like how we're gonna film. And it also kind of branches off into one of my personal goals is to like stay on top of my fitness and my health this year. And I actually did a really great job last year with all the trips and all the things coming that I was still consistent at the gym. I still have a trainer. I go twice a week. I'd like to go more to the gym, to be honest, but like twice a week is good for me. But I still want to, going into 2026, like not lose sight of like going to the gym, working out, and taking care of my body. Because I think that's a big reason why I didn't get as sick this last year was because I was working out consistently. So
Nice.
I'm excited to keep that going into the new year and like keep my health as like my priority because I think sometimes we take for granted our health.
Yeah, that's very true. Especially the older you get.
Oh my gosh.
Things start to break down and not heal as fast as they used to. But yeah, I'm really stoked for next year. My goal next year is just to be more positive than I usually am. I'm really positive. People think I'm like it's like I hear dark. I'm like, yeah, I have a darkness about me, but I'm like I'm also looking for the positive in things, and I like to exploit that positive in other people, positivity. So everything that I was promised to do in 25, I am going to do in 26, and it's going to happen. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing. Watch out. Watch out.
Hit the year hard.
Yes.
But do you have anything like personally that you want to work on for 2026? Like career aside, like
Career aside, I'm still pushing to be a talk show host. That's always on my vision board. It's just like, yeah, I'm gonna take over one of the Tonight shows if they're still existing by the time I'm,
You could do it from another
I
planet,
could do it from another
spaceman.
planet. Yes. There's a lot of like streaming platforms like Tubi and stuff like that are looking for original movies and stuff like that, and also original ideas. I'm like, I could do that. I could be like, there's a lot of things, but I really want to focus more on red carpet interviews. I want to do that, and I really want to like do more presentations, more hosting. So yeah,
Yeah, I love that.
definitely red carpet. What I do once a year for the Christmas Carol is really, really fun. And yeah, it's easier for me to hold a mic and talk to somebody and talk to them. It's just like what I do for my show. I'm just like, this is a different, it's a different medium. I like it, and I like it. So I'm like, if I can get into like, I don't know, the Video Game Awards and do that red carpet, or like anything cosplay. Those award shows for like TikToks and stuff like that, and YouTube. I really want to get into that, and I really want to save up money because it's a freaking arm and a leg to get in a ticket to those things. But I really want to do that. I want to take you to the YouTube Awards. It's like a
The
streaming
streamies?
awards, something
Is
like
that
that.
what they're called?
I
Yeah,
think
maybe.
so. Yeah, I really want to do that. That is one of my goals, is to go to one of those award shows.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But what about you? Because I asked you like more personally though, like career aside, like is there
Personally.
a certain amount of books you want to read? A fitness goal? Is there like you want to learn a new language? You want to take more time off? Like I'm curious like for you personally because I do the same thing like you literally just did where you kind of shift into career and you're like, "Well, my career I want to go this and this way." And like I have to force myself to be like, okay, I'm gonna read a book this year. You know? Like I kind of have to force myself to do something for my soul.
For my soul, it is creating. I'm very creative. I've been always been a creative kid, and doing this YouTube stuff is the best of all worlds, of everything I like. of just creating, talking, presenting. You know, I'm a people person, so like this is good for my soul. Mm-hmm. This is really good for my soul, and I want to improve that by going above and beyond and going to the next steps and stuff like that. Personally, though, for me, outside of all that stuff, man, I don't know.
It's hard. It's hard to pick something.
Yeah, because right now I'm just more, the older I get, the more driven I am for, like, career. Because, like, while everyone's doing, everyone's already on the gun of, like, I've been going to auditions and acting, blah, 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 or voice acting, or manager or someplace like that. I'm like, yeah, and, like, I just want to have fun, but mm-hmm. I also want to leave something behind, like a legacy. And I've been thinking a lot more about family and kids.
Oh, okay.
These holidays, this year holidays have been, like, like, I don't like Christmas music.
No.
But I would love it if I was around family. Mm-hmm. My family is, like, scattered everywhere. So it's like, mm-hmm. yeah, I miss, like, Sunday dinners and, like, gatherings and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And doing it with friends is awesome. But it's just not the same. Because mm-hmm. I feel like there's, like, a, I don't know. There's, like, a... something not missing, but I've been my own person for a long time. Yeah. Since both my parents have been passed away, and
yeah, it's different with friends because they don't share the same traditions as you, or like yeah. the same, like they don't put a lot of value into similar things depending on the friend. So,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but I do cherish the times I hang out with friends. But mm-hmm. hey, that's another thing: hang out with friends more.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good personal one.
Like everyone's busy, but like coffee or even a walk. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Just connect. I try to do that on Instagram and Facebook. I just DM. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Everything good? Just checking in on you. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. I've started doing this thing where I'll reach out and be like, hey, it's been a month. Let's go get coffee. And what we'll do is we'll both pick a day that we're available. And then as we get closer to the day, if we got to like scoot it back a couple days, we'll do it that way. So at least that way you still have it on your schedule and you still like mentally are like, oh, that coffee date's coming up. Oh, I have an audition. Let's scoot it to a different day. And at least, like, the intention is there. The motivation is there to, mm-hmm. like, hang out. And if things come up, things come up. But, like, 9 times out of 10, when I book with, like, a friend that I haven't seen in a little bit, it usually happens, yeah. You know? It kind of puts you back in, like, their circle again and talking to them and seeing how they're doing. And, yeah, highly, highly recommend doing that more. Like, cool. To anyone listening and you, is just, like, trying to reach out and connect with people that maybe you haven't seen in a little bit. Because it's – people will be changing. Yeah. And, like, for better a lot in my life. But also, you know, some people are kind of going through a dark time, and you reaching out might be the little bit of light they need. So, yeah. You know. Not that it's your responsibility, but – true. Very true. But, you know, checking in and seeing how everyone's doing. Because, like you said, like, there's a lot happening right now in the world. And I think – luckily, we're at a place, like you said, where people are excited to create and connect right now, but they could just as easily, you know, go back to just, like, isolation, yeah. and not wanting to be out and about. So check in on your friends. Call your mom. Call your dad.
I also want to do a charity next year.
Oh, me too. What were you thinking? Like a...
anything for the kids.
Okay.
Like, kids that are, like, sick, cancer.
Yeah.
Kids. I used to do that a lot with the costume groups back in the days, mm-hmm. and just really want to do something nice for the kids. Mm-hmm. Either it could be cosplay or just toy drive or something like that. Like, I don't know, strive for maybe a toy drive for next year for Christmas.
Yeah,
something like that. Donate, get a PO box. People just send wherever they can, and I'll just fucking find a. Oops, sorry.
You're good.
And I'll just find like a good hospital, a good charity, and to donate things to. Mm-hmm. I want to do something, like, positive. Like, I always thought about doing a Big Brother kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good thought. I don't have charity on my board. That's a good reminder, because I definitely, like, normally what I would do is I would try to do, like, a Twitch stream where, you know, you'd raise the money for it, and then I would, like, match donations. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's not a bad idea. It's, like, doing something, like, at the hospital or, you know, just... mm-hmm. trying to find a different way to do charity.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that...
Or do a fashion show, too. That's always on the back of my head.
Yeah. We talked about that. Yeah.
I've interviewed a couple of friends that are, like, in that world of, like, creating clothing and stuff like that. I'm like, you need a fashion show. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm sure we can make that happen. There's places that we could rent out. There's people that we know that have like things, and there's always people that want to help out and like want to do things, especially like lately, more lately than anything. I always volunteer my services for free. I'm like, if like you're inviting me to a wedding, you need a bartender. Don't pay for a bartender. Just get me. I'll do it for free. I'll
Yeah.
work on tips. Bada bing.
There you go.
It was just only one person that took me up on that offer. It was awesome.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, it
Okay.
was fun. It was
Yeah.
really fun. It was really fun.
Aww.
It's really, really fun. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just there's nothing really much. I'm becoming more independent throughout the years, and yeah, just
Yeah.
nothing really that personal
Okay.
for
Yeah.
me.
I mean, you picked some personal things.
Yeah.
Like charity. Yeah, that was a really good one.
Charity,
You said some
definitely.
stuff. I definitely want to read more, especially because you introduced me to the graphic audios.
Yes.
I need to finish the Fourth Wing series that's out.
Me
It's not
too.
completely done, but I still have to listen to Onyx Storm.
Yeah, me too.
But I definitely want to do that. And I want to like try to find some like other books to read too. Like, don't get me wrong, I really like The Smut. It's really good. But I definitely need to like I found myself like a little bit more aware of the language I use because I was listening to somebody speak so eloquently
Yeah.
through the book. So I'm like, oh man, like this is really good for my brain and for my vocabulary. So I desperately want to read more in the new year just because like I tend to watch YouTube videos and they're not good for your brain. So I need to like
Yeah, I
pivot.
YouTube is man. I'll go down a rabbit hole, but there's like people that react to things and movies and stuff like that, and I'm like, and then music. I'm like, I don't know where to find new music besides Fortnite and TikTok.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking, like, well, I got the equipment now. Why don't I just do a music reaction?
Yeah.
And like have my friends and fans and just like send me requests and I'll check them out and I'll react to them, record it, bada bing. It could be anything, rap, hip hop, it's the same thing. Pop,
That'd
country. Yeah.
be cool.
That would be cool,
Yeah.
yeah, 'cause I don't know what's out there, and then there's some things that I've come across. I'm like, that was great. I want the album. Like,
Yeah.
I miss record stores and like, MTV back in the day. So that'd be nice. That's something I'm looking forward to next year. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
I have a couple things on my vision board for music just because like I want to promote my own music a little bit better in the new year. Because by the time this hits, my full album should be out or close to.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's and I'm dying to get back into the booth and like start writing and start doing new stuff. So I also have a bit of like a music category that I'm still kind of fleshing out because I get very like, oh, I want to have a totally new EP out in 2026. Well, is that really possible? Probably not, you know? Like I probably will have to spend this year writing so that way in 2027 I have something to roll out. But yeah, I definitely have like a spot on my board too for music. Which is funny that you brought that up because yeah.
I have three songs on SoundCloud that are finished. They're done. And I'm like, I talked to my producer, Nate, and I'm like, hey, you've got the equipment. Let's just shoot a music video.
Yeah, do
I
it.
mean, they're there. They're mine. They're copyrighted and everything like that. I'm like, they've been sitting there since 2006, I think. And I'm like, this is so easy. And I already have visually what I want. And I'm like, this will be great. So that the one thing that me and my producer Nate are we talked about going into 2026 is shooting some fan films, because he saw he watched well he watches the fan films that I create with Vera Vanguard. He's like, oh my God, he's just so like simple. I'm like, they are they're it's easier when you have something that's already created with a world and a story,
Yeah.
and all you have to do is like find a cosplayer and shoot and come up with something like locations and whatnot. That and then yeah, just more other stuff and just be out there.
Well, and money.
Yeah,
Fan
money's
films are
too.
expensive.
Fan films are expensive,
So
but
expensive.
I believe in the finding the will on the way.
And the power of free entertainment.
Free entertainment. Oh, and play more guitar.
Yeah, there you go.
A couple of friends were talking to me about like doing like a being like a cosplay band,
Yeah,
and
do it.
I was like, all right. So we got a full band. Just gotta practice. I'm like, damn, I haven't done it in a while. So I got like guitars that are just collecting dust, and I miss playing guitar. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
do the band. I'm here for the band.
We'll see. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. That's a lot on my plate already.
I want to start a band, but I don't have that.
What? Well, you have a guitar player.
Okay, yeah.
Rhythm, solo. I can play soft. I can play rock. I can play hard. Like, yeah.
Okay, okay.
You know,
I'll keep pitching people. I'll keep trying to put the pieces together because I do a mean tambourine.
Yeah.
So.
Vera Vanguard, she does drums.
No way. Oh, my God.
And guitar, too.
Oh, my God. And then she can use her puppet.
Yeah. Well, we could do puppet music videos.
Yes. Oh, my God. That'd be amazing.
Ooh. What if? Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Dreaming is free. Say
Dreaming
it.
Is free. I know a few people that make those puppets, like Jim Henson puppets. What if we had one made of us? And it's
yes.
And we're doing this. Mine's will probably be crazy because I have to use the buttons to change it like that. But like if we did like an episode, just me and you, but puppet.
Just Jim Henson puppets of us. Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm here for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll right. figure it out. We'll find a way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Join our Patreon. The money you give us there will help us fund our Jim Henson puppets.
Yeah. There's a tutorial on how to make them too. That'd be kind of fun in episode two, making them from scratch. The materials are not that expensive to make.
Sock puppet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely have some very specific goals for our show, to be honest.
Nice.
Yeah, like just, you know, some like cleaning up of stuff. Like I really want to get us to a point, which I've told you this a million times, and we're going to get there, where we're far enough ahead that you all won't even notice, but I want to do a complete teardown of the set and then just a refresh, because like there's a lot that you guys can't see. Like we have cords and things all over the floor, which there's a path, like, you know, there's a path, but if you look up above me, there's polyfill raining from the ceiling.
Oh my god.
Because I did a cloud ceiling and it just did not stay. So one of my things that I'm going to do over Christmas, which by the time this airs should be done, I'm actually going to take it completely down, and I think I'm going to put it on a different wall, just because I don't want it to rain on our guests.
No, yeah.
But, you know, we have some, like, little things that I want to, like, clean up here for our show just to, like, make it better.
Like a bigger space back here.
You want a bigger space?
I'm a tall guy with long legs, and I'm like...
Yeah.
So no,
I know, and I promised you forever ago I'd get you a different backdrop, and then I never did.
This backdrop is dope. I like it. I like it. It's more colorful than I am, it gives me a good silhouette, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also really want us to, like, at some point, like, lean in and do more, like, cosplay on the show.
Okay.
Where if we know, obviously, if we have, like, a guest, though, it might be a little weird if you and I are, like, dressed up and they're, like, out of the loop. But it would be kind of cool if we, like, talked about a show, just because, like, I've been so in on TV lately. Like, the fans have been telling me they want me to do, like, a Steven Universe episode. They want an Arcane, which we kind of did with Chompy.
Yeah.
Arcane episode. Hasbin Hotel season 2. And it's, like...
I gotta catch up on that.
It's... I have thoughts. I want to do a full watch through of the first season into the second season again, because I feel like I'm having a little bit of the Arcane season 2, where I feel like they speed ran season 2, but it might just be me. So I want to kind of watch them all as like a collective and then do the episode. But what would be cool is if we did it so that way, like hypothetically, if it was like Adam, you, me, and Adam, we would come in, but we were dressed as like the characters from the show and then talk about the show.
That'd
like,
cool.
I think it would be interesting if we could plan that out a little bit better, because I think people would enjoy seeing us in like cosplay, because that is such a big part of our content that we create.
That's very true. Very true.
I don't know. It's just, it's another thing to add to the mix, where it's like, maybe we need to make like a playlist on this channel that's just us talking about like shows that we're watching, and then we dress up in cosplay for it. And then maybe it'll just be like a bonus episode that month or something. Cause
I mean,
I love our rotation currently, so it'd be tough to shake that.
But. There would be another suggestion on the Delulu, Delulu reactions, where we watch whatever said that's like popular for a different thing, and then something like that, like watching Hasbin Hotel season 2.
Yeah, and then reacting to it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I am just really not great at reactions. Like, I talked about this with Danny, that I was like, listen, you're funny, because he, like, I actually watched his whole Digital Circus series today, because I was just like, you know, I watched the show. I just watched the newest episode. I have a lot, like, mentally to contribute to this. I want to see how he does it. Because I've watched a lot of his stuff, not like too much, but like, I pick and choose what I consume of his, because he puts out so much content. Mm. And he is so smart and so quippy, and like puts in jokes and like puts in bits and like cuts it at the right, like his editing team and him are literally of the same mind. Which I give so much praise to him.
Yeah.
Like he really knows what he's doing. But like when I look at my reactionary content that I did like years ago, it was nothing like that. And obviously everyone's going to do it differently, but I just don't know that I have that kind of good reaction.
Yeah. The problem with fan film reactions is like the comments would be like, you guys talk too much. I'm like,
but you have to.
I'm like, yeah, we talk over it. And then, you know, a lot of reaction channels will like either pause it or like take away the screen and the sound and just show the two people talking.
Mm-hmm.
But we play the whole thing through and we're talking over it. And then, you know, that's fine. The comments don't bother me. It's not like, and some of them are not even subscribed. The ones that are talking crap. But, I find it more interesting. It's the commentary, you know? Mm-hmm. And I like that. And it's really hard because I watch other people's reaction channels and, like, they do it differently. Everyone does everything different, like you said.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's a lot of work, but I think the cosplay thing would be awesome.
I think, I like the idea of doing some sort of reactionary channel because I think also I would be funnier with someone else.
Yeah.
Like, when it's just you, it's kind of hard to, like, make a funny joke and then be like, yeah, nailed it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So it's like, I could definitely see in the future coming up with that as like a side thing, especially as we grow, because the more audience we build here, people are going to want more content. So it's like, that could definitely be a hypothetical in the future. That
it could be a Patreon too.
Thing. Definitely would be easier on Patreon.
We could talk to people and someone's like, hey, well, check us out. We did a reaction to whatever episode.
Mm-hmm.
Do like one episode a month or like that.
Yeah.
Kind of. And it's like, hey, go to the Patreon, check it out. Put on there like a cheap $5 tier and bada bing.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely a possibility. It's definitely not weeding it out. That's definitely something that could be doable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many things. There's so many fun, different things that we could add to the show that like, We're on our way. We're on the journey, and I'm super excited for it. Like I think we've really done a great job with this show, and so I'm excited for us to keep going. I know a lot of people are wondering if we'll ever do like a season two, and I know we've talked about that before, but like I don't really see a reason to break up the show currently because we're not going anywhere. We're doing good, so it's kind of like riding the wave, you know.
I started season two for my thingy.
Yeah.
It's I don't know. I think it was needed to happen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just because of like a transition of different things in the studio and
set
stuff like that and just new things. So
it makes sense, you know. Like sometimes you just have to. Like when we had the Traumedy show on, I know they've done like a season one, a season two, and a season three.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you know, it depends. Like everybody kind of does things the way that like makes sense for them and.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, they do need a bit of a break. Like, they do need to take, like, a dark time and just completely unplug, refigure out how they want to do everything. But, like, you all have been just, like, so, like, you just absorb it. Like, you all keep coming back and watching these episodes. You're all very consistent. And so it's tough to want to break that consistency when you're putting out the plate of food and they're coming to eat it.
There's really no need for it.
Yeah. Like,
it's
y'all are really great.
Hell yeah. And I, you know, that's another thing. I want to be more interactive with both fans from Delulu and the Cosmo Network.
Yeah.
Like more live stuff. Just got to set it up and like, I just do live and I'm by myself. But like, I was talking to Jackie and Vera. I'm like, yeah, once a month, the three of us get together and we go live.
Yeah.
And just, you know, connect with the fans. I want to connect more with the fans. That's what it is. I'm just got to do it.
I agree. Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat where it's like I would need to be in the comment section a little bit more than I am.
Yeah.
But like,
you know, watching you play games on Twitch, it's so amazing. It's
oh
fun.
No, yeah,
it's fun. This new one you're playing. It's like a Pokemon one, right?
Yeah,
It's dope. It looks
I love
dope.
It.
It's an open world Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
It's genius. I wouldn't even know these games that you play existed without watching your streaming. Everyone does Marvel Rivals and like, you know, Fortnite and stuff like that, but I'm like, what about these other games? These little hidden gems. That one.
There's so many.
The one that you guys were playing where you guys were building things.
One where you're building things.
You guys were like building like a house and then like you're like looking for minerals or God, it was like a medieval one. It was like.
Oh, Valheim.
That's fun.
The Viking game. Yeah. I'm obsessed with that game. Like, I could play for hours.
Yeah, that one's really fun. And then the other one that you played.
Played Repo with the little robots.
The Repo one is... I love horror. I love scary stuff. But with headphones by myself?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could play that.
You kind of have to get used to the horror in some of these games. Like, I play Phasmophobia, too, where you take, like, ghost hunting tools.
Yeah.
And then you, like, try to figure out what kind of ghost is, like, haunting that house. Wow. And, like, the jump scares in it and, like, it coming to get you is, it's scary. It's a little scary, but.
Well, that's another thing, too. I want to join Twitch.
Yeah.
And then, like, join you in a couple of things, like, a couple of games, especially the Repo. I'll feel better if I'm with people.
Yeah, yes. It totally helps when you're with people.
Because I'm just like, I'm watching this stuff, and then like all of a sudden you turn around, and there's like this big thing. I'm like, oh, God, no. No. Oh, it's creepy.
It's really fun. It's really so fun. Yeah, definitely when you are like settled on Twitch and stuff.
Yeah.
That's another thing I definitely want to do is like more collaborations on Twitch. Because mm-hmm. like now Ash is on there. We got Joni. We got you. Mm-hmm. Like there's just so many people that we know that the Twitch stream and they now have like a collaboration feature.
Yeah.
So I want to use that a little bit more
That collaboration feature, I just discovered it the other day. Mm-hmm. The guy that I was working on the game show with, he talked about it because we need that feature for people to join in the game show.
Mm, okay.
But in the meantime, while we're building it, I just want to get familiar with Twitch.
Yeah.
Using the same account for the game show. But, man, I just got to get a PS5 because the PS4 is like the network is about to close out.
That's right. They're kind of like unplugging it and they're like, yeah. Good luck.
I was like, oh, great. I got a camera and everything for my PS4.
Aww.
And I've had it for a very long time and I just never use it. I'm like, I can use it. I got a camera. I can go straight to the network and then stream off of the Twitch that's on the PlayStation. They have a Twitch app. And I was like, so I don't need any other setup, no computer like that. But
there you go.
We'll see. There's a lot for next year that I'm going to execute. I'm going to execute, and it's going to happen.
Anything you specifically want to say to make sure you actually do? Or would you rather leave it vague? It's up to you. No pressure.
One, start the Twitch. Start streaming video games. Another way to connect with people. Two, those other shows that I've promised in the past for the network. Those are going to happen. Done. It's happening. Three is to build more stuff, sets and stuff like that, and then editing. I love editing, so these are things that are gonna happen. And it's mm-hmm. right now it's a 2-man group of editing. It's me and my producer, but we worked something out. We worked something out that's gonna actually work and help us out. So mm-hmm. those are the things that are gonna happen. And a whole fresh new Monday through Friday, different things.
Yeah, there you go.
Because every Monday, it's. God, that's awesome. We've been doing this for 2 years mm-hmm. and not skipped a Monday.
I think there was one time that we uploaded. Well, there's been a couple times where it's been late just because like I'm out of town and I'm like, Jobby!
Yeah, late is Jobby, fine. Jobby! But like every Monday?
Yeah, I don't think we've ever missed. I think there was maybe one time we slipped in a blooper reel because we didn't have something quite mm-hmm. right, or like I had changed the backdrop before we were ready. Mm. But like, yeah, no, I don't think we've ever missed a Monday.
No, that's impressive to me. That's super.
I don't
impressive.
Sleep much. I don't sleep. All I do is Delulu.
But yeah, that's the thing. Something I want to strive for is just more content Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. It's hard, but I'm willing to put the work in.
Yeah,
and I bought all this equipment and stuff like that to do such a thing, and I'm like changing my whole room and just. For that. Mm-hmm. Instead of being comfortable in my room and being like luxury, I want to turn into a workspace. So
okay.
That's what I'm in the process of doing right now. So
yeah. Checks out. Yeah. It's it's a bit of a grind keeping up and being consistent. But like truly I wish I could like give you the feeling that I have with 1UP Fitness because like it like when you know that you've got things backlogged and you're like ahead of the game, mm-hmm. like I wish I could go back and like kiss future Dare and be like, good job. Because I initially, like when we had the idea for 1UP Fitness, it was like we didn't know when we were going to start it or anything. And we were like beginning of last year. Mm-hmm. is when I was like, oh, we should do this thing. And you know what would be really cool is if we launched in January. And then all of a sudden, we're in such a good spot right now that I can't give any more advice to other people out there watching this that want to become content creators. Is like, don't just start something today if you're going to be posting consistently. Like, start filming it, but backlog.
Yes.
Like, because people get sick, things happen, life mm-hmm. derails you. And if you can have a backlog of content before you hit go, you're only going to thank yourself. And like, sure, it's going to be cringy the first episode you ever shoot. It's go back and watch our first episode. Cringe as fuck.
Yeah, go back and watch the first episode of The Cosmo Show. It's horrible.
Like, you know, like you look back and you're like, what was I doing? But you know what's really cool for people? And I get this a lot. I get this a lot from people that are like longtime followers of mine, is that they love seeing where I was and where I'm at, because it's such a difference. Yeah. And it's, don't ever delete it unless you say something bad or wrong or harmful. Don't ever delete it, because people see that trajectory of growth and they're inspired.
Exactly.
You know, so it's like, don't hide the cringe. Embrace it. Hug it.
I don't hide the cringe, but man, it's cringy.
Yeah, right? Like, I can't.
Oof. The first five episodes of The Cosmo Show, I'm like, we were just trying to find, we were trying to find our thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we found it 20 episodes later.
Yeah, it takes time, you know? Yeah. Like, even this show, we have just now finally found our rhythm of, like, two guests a month, true crime, am I the a-hole,
yep.
You know? So it's like, and even now I find, like, even in this conversation, we were like, we should introduce reacting to stuff, you know? Like,
yeah.
The ebb and flow of, like, wanting to change and do stuff is awesome, because it means you're thinking outside of your now. And it's such a great, like, we have such a great gift of, yeah. like, liking too many things.
Yeah.
And my therapist tells me this weekly, because she's like, a lot of people have the opposite problem where they couldn't think of another creative idea or a thing that they like.
Wow.
And so every time I kind of tell my therapist, actually I don't kind of tell her, every time I tell my therapist I feel like I'm doing too much,
mm-hmm.
she always applauds me for being creative and liking so many things. And I love that spin on that take.
That's awesome.
So, and you got that too.
I got, you know, I was dormant for a while because it's hard to work with other people or find someone
yes.
else that believes in you or will go the extra mile with you. Some people, like I was telling my producer, because he bugged me a lot about doing this YouTube thing. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
people talk and it's all these meetings about how we're going to start and nothing ever gets done.
And then you have that same meeting over and over again. And you're like,
I'm like, just let me know when you're ready and I will jump in, but I'm not going to be there for the whole long process of like thinking about what we're going to do before mm-hmm. you even shoot it. And
yeah.
then he showed me and we did it. And he's like, what else do you want to do? I'm like, what else do I want to do? Don't tell me that. Because for a long time, like, it's hard to do things on your own.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah. I was like, well, I want to do a network. I want more shows. I want a cooking show, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. He's like, all right, we'll just do one at a time. I'm like, and it's awesome because it's like, it's hard to find that kind of person that sticks with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to find that what do they call that, the ride or die?
Yeah, yeah, the ride or die.
Yeah.
You're not wrong. Like, that's a lot of the main reason, like, my series Package Prankers ended, because all of a sudden one day someone, you know, kind of said they didn't really want to do it anymore. And that's also part of, like, community and growing, is that, like, just because you say yes to something today doesn't mean it's forever.
True.
So, and I put so much heart and soul into Package Prankers, and it makes me really sad that it's kind of like a chapter that's been closed. But I'm actually excited because I have some ideas to take Package Prankers and like put it into something different, and keep it a little bit more cosplay centric so more people can pop in and out. But like, more skits are definitely something I'll be doing in the new year too, where we'll be picking like a theme or an idea, and then we all will come together and film some skits and some
Let
content.
Me know.
Yeah.
I'm down. I miss doing skits. I miss
yeah.
acting and doing quirky stuff. So
definitely.
Yeah.
It's in 2026. I got some ideas. Like,
cool.
Definitely want to do monthly like get togethers where people all pick like a show, a thing, and then we all pick characters and
mm-hmm.
either closet cosplay them or build out whatever they want. And then film skits, film content, film whatever. And
yeah. I want to do more like TikTok stuff. Like, I
yeah.
do TikTok cosplay, but the little things, what's trending, like, maybe I'll get onto that.
Yeah, do it.
Like, the one that you're talking about, you're screaming at Wanda or Cosmo.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still saved. I'm like, I'm just going to sit there and film myself going like,
what the hell? Yeah.
I'm right here. What? Why are you yelling at me? Mm-hmm. Like, those little kind of things. I like that stuff like that. Yeah. Or, like, the bumblebee dance. That was...
easy.
I did it once, and I'm like, that was kind of fun. And you're taking it to the next level, because you do it everywhere you go, and I admire that, because it's like, here you are at Disneyland. I'm going to do it right here.
Yep.
Here I am at a party. I'm going to do it right here. Yep. You know, it's like, that's awesome. I love that crap, you know?
I mean, you see a video that, like, pops off, it goes viral, and then you're like, well, I guess that's my thing forever. So,
I used to be so anti that, but now yeah. I know exactly what it takes to be coherent, I guess, or not coherent, to stay on the longevity of things, of, like,
yeah,
doing multiple things mm-hmm. that are trending and putting your own spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not really that much of a bubbly character, bright colors kind of thing, but like that, but if it's if it's a one thing, I'm like, yeah, I'll wear a clown suit. I'll wear a rainbow bright suit for that one gag because that's mm-hmm. funny. That's something out of the ordinary. So
I know Adam's not either, but I make him do ridiculous stuff.
Oh, like, trust me. Like, anything ridiculous, I'm always game for. So it's out of my comfort zone, and I like being, like, uncomfortable with things that, like, I normally wouldn't do.
Because mm-hmm.
then, like, then I find out if I'm good at it or not.
Yeah.
And if I'm not good at it, then whatever. Like, a long time ago, my producer tried to get me to do a vlog stick.
Okay, selfie stick kind of thing. Yeah,
yeah, and I was like, I can't do that. He's like, why? It's like, I speak with my hands and everything like that, and I move around. I'm not just going to be, like, standing still.
Mm-hmm.
And then we tried it, and it was just horrible. It was, like, the tracking was off and was shaking because I'm, like, talking. Like, when I talk, I get really involved with things.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wasn't for me.
Yeah.
And I found that out by doing it.
Yep.
Because I said, I'm like, no, I'm not doing that crap. I'm not doing that crap. And I tried it, and I'm like, yeah, I can't do it. So.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of figuring out, like, what works for you and what doesn't. Like you said, trying it and seeing how it goes and yep. seeing what it looks like. Like, there's so many times where I'll film something and I'll still post it because I'm the team good enough is, like, what I call
mm-hmm.
myself all the time. Because I will always have something to post. I will always have something to put out there on the internet because I'm always like, eh, good enough. Like, I just don't have that thing in my brain that's like, or we could shoot it again. I'm like, nah, I put energy into it.
Right.
Expound it. Put it out into the universe. And but there's definitely times where I'll hit post and I'm like, yep, never doing that audio again. Never doing that outfit again. Woo. Ooh. Like I learn from it, but I definitely, you know, team good enough over here. I need to make a sticker that says that, because that is literally my quote. It's you know, it's a good place to be. You don't think too much about it. You just post it in the universe and you're like, yeah. Well, good luck.
You know, it's out of your control at that point, you know?
Exactly.
Unless you delete it.
Speaking of out of our control, I think we should probably wrap up this episode.
Yeah.
I think we did a really fun job of talking about different goals that we have for this year, but we don't want to just talk to ourselves.
Yeah.
Tell us in the comment section down below, like, what is a New Year's resolution or just, like, a soft goal for yourself? Like, I know people have aversions to mm-hmm. New Year's resolutions. I totally respect it because it puts a lot of pressure on you. But if there's, like, one thing that you're like, you know what, this next year I want to read more, or I want to not be on the internet as much, or I want to consume as much Delulu Canoe content as I can.
Yes.
Someone better write that in the comment section. I'll be looking for you. Just let us know. We, you know, like we said, we want to connect. We want to, you know, be more involved. So please leave us a comment. We want to hear from you. And Cosmo, will you tell them once again where they can find you?
You can find me right here.
In the canoe.
You can find me right here in the canoe. Yeah, sorry.
What's happening over there?
I don't know, man. I'm just like throwing off. I was like thinking about more things. I'm like, oh my God, no way. I want to, no. The Cosmo Network, YouTube, and on Instagram. It's just Cosmo Network on Instagram and TikTok. So, bada bing.
That should be your sticker, bada bing.
Bada bing. I know.
I like it.
Somebody yeah. told me that, or I think it was Chrissy the other day. She's like, you said that three times in a row. I'm like,
you're like, bada bing?
Yeah, bada bing. And like, whatnot. Oh, and whatnot.
And whatnot. You do and whatnot a
oh,
lot.
Oh, God.
You actually, like, 2 years ago on our January episode, said you wanted to stop saying and whatnot.
I know, because it's yep. like, and whatnot.
It's just a filler.
Yeah, it is a filler.
Instead of saying, like, and such, or et cetera.
Yeah.
It's not a bad one.
No, no. But
it's funny that you've clocked it. I was, yeah.
I do watch myself and like see the things that are like the little things, and I'm like, okay, I need to cut that out. I need to stop doing that. So,
I do that too. I watch myself and I'm like, what are you doing? But you can go watch me on Instagram, Dare Taylor Official. Forgot my handle. With the little blue check mark. That's how you know it's me. Don't follow any other accounts unless you know I run it. Obviously my website's there. My link.me, Dare Taylor. Press all the buttons and share this with a friend. Honestly, inspire some of your friends to write some New Year's resolutions, think about themselves, take care of themselves personally. We would really appreciate it. Oh, and also, don't forget that stay Delulu because it's the Salulu.
Woohoo!
We'll see you in 2026, everybody. Actually, it's technically already 2026.
Right?
We're already here. We'll see you more.
Let's rock it.
Every Monday. Bye.